This is the Business Storytelling Podcast with Christoph Trapp, available on Google, Spotify, Apple, Pandora, and other podcast channels. Want to play it on your iPhone? Just ask Siri to play the Christoph Trapp Business Storytelling Podcast, also available on Alexa. Here's Christoph with today's episode.
UMT.
Joined on Newsmaker Line by Christoph Trapp. Doug Wagner with you on the WMT Morning Show. 26 feels like 19. It is 6:53, Tuesday, November 17th. Christoph Trapp, good morning to you. Who would have thought that during the coronavirus pandemic, with people working from home a lot more, that we would have issues separating work and home and getting a balance there?
Well, I knew it. But I hate to admit it. Hey, Doug, thanks for having me. It certainly has been a challenge. I mean, seriously, I haven't left my home in who knows how long. And of course, now we got the new requirements and recommendations by the governor coming out last night with cases going up. But it's a challenge. You have to figure out, how do you set boundaries? How do you set limits? You know, it could be as simple as making sure people know, when are we working on school things? I mean, I put my kids, both of them are at home currently, quarantining, and I put it in my calendar. This is when I work with you on school things.
It's not a bad thing, though, because, I mean, you almost have to set those boundaries, because otherwise you would just be mangling, going back and forth. I know for me, I have more time sitting there with my laptop doing stuff. In fact, Cortana told me yesterday that 30% of my off hours are spent doing work things.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. And I'll tell you this, the teachers especially, shout out to the teachers. They're working and working and working and teaching three times as many sessions, I guess, as they did before, with people being remote and people being in school. I don't know how they do it. But on the other hand, Doug, we also want to think about, when is it time to stop working?
Right.
Right? Turn the computer off. And Carlos Hidalgo, who actually wrote a book on, it's called The Un-American Dream, which means, you know, find the right boundaries in your life. Mm-hmm. And he says, I get up at 5 o'clock at night from my computer and I say, I'm done.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's the boundary. You're done. No more work for the day.
Well, you've got to figure that out. What are some of the things that can happen if you do not follow this and you let your work-life balance get out of kilter when you're at home rather than at a physical workplace?
Well, it can affect your relationships, of course. And right now, with people being so close to each other nonstop all the time, that's, of course, important, right, that we keep those intact. The other thing is, you can get burned out, because if you're working nonstop, it is really hard to shut off. And Kyle Lacey over at Lessonly, he actually tweeted this the other day. He said, on Monday through Friday, my goal is to do 10 minutes of yoga, no phones after 6 p.m. And maybe that's a really good idea. You know, put your phone down, put your iPad down, focus on each other, whether it's 6 o'clock or 7 o'clock or 5:30,
right.
Pick the time that works for your family. But, you know, you got to step away. And it used to be easier because you would drive home. And once you're home, you're at home. And now we're connected nonstop.
Exactly. It is a nonstop connection. Christoph Trapp joining me here on the WMT Morning Show. You can find out more about what he does on a daily basis. There's so many things that you do. I mean, you're a master marketer. Your travel schedule is completely changed as far as you used to be international traveler and all these conferences. Now you just Zoom in for the most part. But you've been able to, sounds like, maintain a reasonable work-life balance. AuthenticStorytelling.net, that's the website.
Yep, check it out. And certainly travel has changed. I now do keynotes in Singapore from my basement in Iowa.
Well, you and Joe Biden from the basement. Okay, I'm kidding about that. No, it's a remarkable thing. AuthenticStorytelling.net. He's got a number of handles on Twitter. C Trapp, TRAPPE. And then what's the travel one that you have?
Yeah, it's the travel podcast with Christoph. Certainly right now there's not much happening on there because, you know, travel is very minimal, but we'll see.
Yeah.
At one point, Doug, things will get back to normal.
That it will, and we will talk again soon. Christoph, thanks for joining me here on the W.
I'm currently accepting requests for future virtual and on-site keynotes and workshops. In 2020 alone, I've spoken in Singapore and Istanbul, virtually, of course, thanks COVID. I can't wait to get back on the road. And if we still can't get on the road in 2021, I would be happy to speak at your event virtually. Please reach out to me, ctrap@gmail.com or authenticstorytelling.net.